on that day.
Keeping pace with the latest Trots news. Welcome to Gate Speed.
Yeah, time for Gate Speed on a Monday afternoon as we review the weekend's Trots action. And Dan Malecki, the voice of harness racing here in Victoria, joins us. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. I thought Monday was supposed to be a slowish day.
Are you up to speed with this Tassie story?
Look, I am. I wouldn't say I'm across it because of the races in question. I haven't specifically looked at. It's not really my jurisdiction. I can see the overall picture, and there's certain aspects of it that I understand. And certainly what Bignol has done, obviously with the domination of the amount of horses that he trains, but in a way, almost single-handedly, he's rejuvenated the harness racing in Tassie. It's very strong there and has been over the last 12 months, which must be good from the government's point of view, because where it was heading, I think, at one stage could have been maybe where South Australia is at the moment, and it wasn't that good. But they had a $150,000 Group 1 race there a week ago, and Emma Stewart took that out and brought a lot of horses across. Bignol, look, he has a lot of horses, but a lot of them are cheapish horses, horses that, you know, as far as their longevity, it's kept them in the racing loop in training. And from a horse welfare perspective of the horses being looked after and staying in work, he's created lots and lots of avenues for those sort of horses. The periphery stuff that goes around it, and what we're reading about, you know, clearly I'm not au fait with all that sort of stuff. None of us are, and obviously, well, I presume a lot more is going to come out of it. But it's funny, in a way, tongue-in-cheek type funny, that, well, the arguments and the accusations are heading towards some of those races and the trainer, in this case, Bignol. But it's now the infighting within governmental departments, which I find amusing, and it seems as if that's where one of the major blow-up areas is.
Well, when the Shadow Racing Minister described it as the darkest day, he wasn't talking to anything other than the lack of response from integrity officials over there to multiple expressions of concern from participants. That's specifically what he was referring to, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, a lot more will play out about that, and you'll probably find out a bit more information. I don't always agree with, you know, when a news story, something's in the spotlight and any news is good news, because I think harness racing always gets tarnished with that brush, and a lot of media organisations suspect some wrongdoing immediately whenever, you know, harness racing is in the news. So we'll just let it play out, and I'm sure for the betterment of Tasmanian racing, the right decisions will be made, whether they're sooner or later.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Dan. That saying definitely couldn't be applied to this particular story. Malecki's with us for Gate Speed on a Monday afternoon. They're about 40 seconds away from race 6 at Ballarat, Dan. We'll chat about Bathurst on the other side of Ballarat, but just quickly, over the last couple of days here in Victoria, we had Group 1 action for the Trotters at Melton, and we also have the Echuca Pacing Cup there on Friday.
Yeah, we did. It's been a big weekend, really. Queen Elida took out the Elderberry Park, something about Maori Trotters free-for-all. No surprise, she started favourite, but I'm Ready Jet gave her a really good test, so that was terrific action. Oyen Cup yesterday, Double the Hunter, trained by Tim Mortlock, driven by Jackie Barker, and the girls were to the fore on Friday night as well, because Ellen Tormey drove a treble, including the Echuca Pacing Cup winner, Pars Guarantee, a four-year-old, trained by Mark Thompson. So Queen Elida, the equine girl, and the driving Alan Tormey, Jackie Barker, and even in Bathurst too, it was good to see Amanda Turnbull with a Group 1 win in the Gold Crown final.
This is a Big V Racing and Gate Speed on a Monday afternoon. You're with Matt Nevitt, Dan Malecki, and Maddie Stewart. Before we wind things up, Danny, what's coming up over the next couple of weeks in harness racing?
We've got the last couple of country cups for the season, so that ends on Easter Sunday with the Warrigal Cup. Ararat Cup's next Friday night. That's a big night. They're back to a night venue because they haven't raced under lights for some time now. Remember being there on their cup meeting on a Sunday last year. It was very hot. But so that's Friday night at Ararat, and that's always a good place and a good meeting, so I'm looking forward to that. Mildura Cup Carnival as well actually comes up after Warrigal, I should have said. So that will see that three-night carnival, the Cup itself, is the third Saturday night in April. So it's been a long season of feature racing and just a few more Country Cup meetings to complete a fantastic season of harness racing. So it never seems to slow down, my friend. I'm trying to take my foot off the accelerator, but it seems to speed up itself.
No, keep going, Danny. You're doing a wonderful job. It's been a terrific summer so far. Looking forward to seeing it all continue over the next couple of weeks. Dan, we'll talk on Thursday for Greenlight On. Look forward to it.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.